Greg, would you like to say grace?
Oh, Greg's Jewish, Dad. You know that.
You're telling me the Jews don't pray, honey? Unless you have some objection.
No, I'd love to. Pam, come on. It's not like I'm a rabbi or something. I said grace at many a dinner table.
God?
Oh, dear God, thank you. You are such a good God to us, a kind and gentle and accommodating God.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Minnesota.
We had another review on iTunes that was put on today or yesterday. What is today? I don't know. It was
15th.
Okay, so it was 2 days ago, January 13th, and gave us 5 stars, which I love it. 5-star review on iTunes.
Yeah,
every
awesome.
Every listener right now should go and do it right now. But so he waxes on about how awesome we are, and then he says, "Here's a topic request: how to give an impressive prayer, like food, baby blessing, or oil anointing." Because seriously, I still occasionally am doing these things, and I sound like Gaylord Fokker.
And we thank you, oh sweet, sweet Lord of hosts, for the smorgasbord you have so aptly lain at our table this day, and each day, by day, day by day, by day. Oh, dear Lord, 3 things we pray: to love thee more dearly, to see thee more clearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day. My day. Amen.
Amen.
Gaylord Fokker.
Yeah.
And for Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
I got nipples. Can you milk me?
Right. Yeah. So does anybody, like maybe instead of closing this one with anyone for a closing prayer, we could give some advice on how to give an impressive prayer?
Step one, start with the most flowery address of our Heavenly Father as you can.
Well, who are we trying to impress, though? Are you trying to impress,
our dear,
like, the believers?
Kind and gracious,
most
Heavenly
gracious
Father.
You got to put
Father
even
who art
in there.
In heaven.
Oh, then you sound like even the Lord's Prayer. You sound too Christian then.
Even the Lord Jesus
right,
Christ.
That's right.
No. You're addressing the Father. That's the end. God damn! Aren't you still in the church?
Even our Father which art in heaven.
Yeah, you can put even at the beginning and the end, Randy.
Yeah.
So you start with our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy. Oh, no, that sounds too Christian. You got to say our kind and dear gracious Heavenly Father. Like I have a kind, a dear, and a gracious in there.
You also loving. You can throw that in there too.
You have to choke up a little bit as you're saying it, because you've got to convey that you're feeling so much emotion that you can't quite cope with it.
Yeah,
all.
When you pause, it can't be because you're trying to think what the words are. You're actually caught up.
Yeah,
you're
like,
right. It's there's actually like a manhood.
It's the fact.
There's a manhood in the Mormon Church with the art of crying. Glenn Beck tapped into that shit and made millions off it.
You are the secret. You're the answer. I'm sorry. I just love my country. And I fear for it.
You do that by just considering the fact that you get to communicate with the Almighty God, that He is literally listening to you as your Father.
He's taking notes right now.
If that doesn't choke you up, man.
Well, and there's also the fact that you got to use a spiritual voice. You don't talk to Heavenly Father like you're talking to your friend, like I'm talking to you guys.
Let us praise God. O Lord,
oh,
you are so big,
so
absolutely huge. Gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you.
You gotta switch, you gotta switch into Old English.
Yeah, that's right.
You gotta go.
Art thou have.
They, yeah.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy. And the Lord did grin, and the Lord spake, saying, First shalt thou take out the holy pin, then shalt thou count to three, no more, no less. Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three. Four shalt thou not count, neither count thou two, excepting that thou then proceed to three. Five is right out.
Which is actually the common. We're addressing him in the common form rather than the formal form.
Oh, you're so pedantic, Matt.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
but you guys understand the art of the spiritual voice. Didn't you guys have a spiritual voice?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Still have
Our
it.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Yeah. You're going to have to work on that.
Yeah, you raise. You got to raise kind of the, you know, your... It's, your accent kind of goes up at the end of every sentence.
Yeah, Matt's feminine voice and his spiritual voice are the one and the same.
They are pretty close.
It's halfway between whispering, but you got to be clearly audible. But it's almost like Our Father who art in heaven. You know, of course, you can't overdo it because then he looks like he's trying too hard.
But it evokes reverence to other people because they got a strain to hear you. So it's good to be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Glenn, somebody in the VIP lounge, this is like over a year ago, I think I still have the audio, just like spontaneously recorded a person's prayer in the middle of sacrament meeting, and it was some guy who was trying to impress, you know, he's like in a student war.
I testify of the resurrection. I testify that there are people on the other side of the veil anxiously awaiting us to do their work in the temples. And the sacredness of the temples and the work we do therewith. This is my testimony. And I bear it in the eternally sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, and another thing you can do, this is obviously not verbal, but if you grab the podium with both hands and then, you know, you're like holding it, because you're serious, you don't need to fold your arms like a pussy. Hold that podium and really mean what you're saying, you know? And that way, if anybody peeks up, they'll see that you're serious.
You want to say something that's very obscure. Something that's not just, oh, we're grateful for the weather, or we're, you know, please look over us today. You got to do something very doctrinal, like, we thank thee that Father Adam made that brave choice that allowed all of us to gain a body.
Take a step above that and be up on your current events, you know, say like, bless that Chicago starts to get warmer for those poor souls and their frozen pipes, you know, wow. Or something like that.
And we acknowledge your hand in all these things. Things. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Did you guys ever recognize the douchebag giving a talk pose at the pulpit? The douchebag giving the talk pose is one elbow on the podium leaning in like he's telling a really fascinating story. Whenever I saw a guy put his elbow on the podium, I hated that guy. It didn't matter what he did after that.
I just figured he was cashing it in. He's kind of like, oh, all right.
Can you guys see the pose in your mind's eye? The elbow on the podium?
Like with his arms folded?
No. No, the other arm is just casually to the side.
Oh,
and he's got one elbow on the podium and he's leaning in.
I like
seeing that dude.
I like the guy who had both hands in his pockets rocking back and forth, back and forth. You know,
that guy
he
didn't want to be up there.
You didn't know if he was playing pocket pool just to pass the time or, you know, whatever was going on there.
Tom, when was the last time you gave a talk in church?
It was the very last time I spoke in church was when I was on the High Council, so 4 years ago.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I've done it more recent than that.
It was on obedience. That was my very, that was my.
Oh, kill me now. That must have been hard.
Yeah.
Well, it was in the singles ward too. And I remember when I was up there, I was like, yeah, this is it. I think this is it. I remember
this
looking
is the
out.
Last one ever.
I remember looking out there and my wife was in the audience and I thought, well, at least she's here. And that's a wrap.
Well, I sang in the church choir for Christmas this year, and my wife sang a solo. So we were like front and center at the ward, which was kind of funny because it gave everybody hope, like we're coming back or something. And so everybody kind of flocked to us, and you know, it was a big deal.
So good to see you.
Yeah. No, and my response to everybody was, I literally live down the street. You can come see me anytime you want.
That happens all the time.
Okay, I've got to tell you a great story, and then we'll end it. So a good friend of mine here who has left the church in the last year, he used to be a member of the bishopric. He went back for Christmas, and he played guitar. And did I tell you guys this? It seems like I might have told you this. So somebody came up to him after the sacrament meeting emptied out. Everybody went on to classes, but he stayed in the culture, or he stayed in the chapel and was just talking with some friends. And one of them was like, "So, you're not coming back to church?" And he's like, "Oh my gosh, I can't stand it." And he said, "Well, you had a big smile on your face. And why was that?" He goes, "Well, I was just thinking about how I don't have to come and listen to all of these ridiculous talks Sunday after Sunday. I don't have to come back here." And as he's having this conversation, somebody walked in and turned off the microphone that he was standing next to, because everything that he had said had been broadcast into the Relief Society room and into the room.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to listen to everything. And that was just one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
Well, I got a chance. One of the members of the bishopric came up and you're always welcome. I said, well, I know I'm welcome. I said, I got a lot of friends here. I said, but so I'll see you next Christmas. And they're like, well, just Christmas? You're not coming back? So I gave them the Tim Minchin. I said, yeah, no, I like the music. I mean, the chords are nice, but the lyrics are dodgy.
Yeah.
God, come on. You're not British.
Dodgy.
I didn't. That's, it came out. That's what he says, dude.
He also, in one version, said spooky. You
spooky,
gone spooky,
I know. But that's the one I don't listen to, so fuck you.
Well, I do have, if this guy ever has to confer the priesthood on his son, I actually had to confer the Aaronic priesthood as an atheist, and my bishop knew I was an atheist. But the pauses are critical. So you say, our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, pause. By the power and authority of the Melchizedek priesthood.
By the power of Grayskull. It popped into my head.
By the power and authority of the priesthood, which I hold,
and in the name of Jesus Christ, even our Savior, I confer upon you the Aaronic priesthood and ordain you to the office of deacon. And if you pause long enough, the prayer will extend long enough where you don't have to say a lot of shit after that.
Okay.
And so that's my advice.
Yeah, did I tell you guys that when we ordained my daughter, a year and a half ago, when she was, after she was baptized, we had a guy who had resigned and my cousin who had hadn't been active for forever. But I thought that we had one guy that it was nicely represented. We had the person who had resigned, a lot of inactive people. It was it's a nice symbolic move. So, there
that's
you go.
Great. Your confirmation is null and void. That's great.
Oh, right. Because it would have been meaningful otherwise.
I know. That's why I couldn't help myself laughing when I said it.
Well, see, my favorite prayer scene is the Ricky Bobby.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, or as our brothers to the south call you, Jesus, we thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to take time to say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger, or TR, as we call them. And, of course, my red-hot smoking wife, Carly, who's a stone-cold fox, who, if you were to rate her ass on 100, it would easily be a 94.
Mm.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, we also thank you for my wife's father, Chip. We hope that you can use your baby Jesus powers to heal him and this horrible leg, and It smells terrible, and the dogs are always bothering with it. Mm. Dear tiny infant Jesus.
Hey, you know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Well, look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace. When you say grace, you can say it to grown-up Jesus or teenage Jesus or bearded Jesus or whoever you want.
You know what I want? I want you to do this grace good so that God will let us win tomorrow.
Dear tiny Jesus, your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
I didn't think that was funny.
Oh, hey, God.
It is funny.
No, that was one of those like Will Ferrell things where he just like goes on and on and on and on. And
this is funny. See, this is what makes pretentious not funny, Glenn. Your Andy Kaufman-esque humor.
You know the baby Jesus grew up, don't you?
Too good for Ricky Bob.
Sorry.
If you don't cut out my last, bit of advice, you could do the He-Man by the power of Grayskull.
The power of Grayskull.
I always want to do that now too. That's funny.
I always thought that Truman Madsen sounded like the He-Man guy.
I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend.
Years ago, I prepared a paper that went as a kind of tract in New England, titled Joseph Smith Among the Prophets.
Did you guys ever make that connection? Like when I would listen to the Joseph Smith tapes?
Yeah.
He sounds like He-Man.
Yeah, I know.
Like He-Man. Anyway.
Have you ever watched He-Man now? There's so many gay undertones in that show. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had no idea. I watched that show religiously. There's no, I mean, I'm surprised. Yeah, I mean,
you're not gay? Is that what you were about to say?
If gay was a choice, I would have converted long ago. Yeah.
For Orko?
Whatever.
Or Man at Arms. You could have gone for, like, Man at Arms.
Beastman, maybe. Beastman.
Beastman, oh, yeah. So what are the gay over, like, were they like, I don't remember the shirtless volleyball scene in He-Man.
it was. Yeah, no, and Skeletor, too. That guy was just like crazy gay. It was just,
well, when He-Man's not He-Man, I don't remember his name, starts with
Adam. Adam.
Oh my gosh, he couldn't be more flamboyant. He's just crazy gay.
Did he like have pink tights or something?
Yeah, I think so.
He had purple tights and like a pink top.
And he was wearing the pirate shirt from Seinfeld.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
And he never once hit on She-Ra. Never once.
I know. Like, who wouldn't want to tap that ass?
Dude, no kidding. Well, if you're gay, yeah.
No, we're talking about She-Ra.
I think it was Teela, but whatever.
Yeah, all right.
She-Ra was a different cartoon.
All right, who wants to take us out?
Anyone for the closing prayer?
Nice.
Our beloved Father in Heaven, we come before the conclusion of this magnificent mini-sode on prayer. And we do so with an expression of our love for thee and our great gratitude for the gifts thou hast given us. Most importantly, infant on thrones. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.